Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're continuing with the subject called Kingdom Thinking and Not Single Thinking. And this is part six from a seven-part series. And today's topic is called The Children of Israel. The spies sent into Canaan land. In Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 to 33, and chapter 14, verse 26. Reading from verse 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." The 10 spies had a bad or evil report of unbelief, not trusting God to deliver them into victory. Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit and trusted God. The children of Israel were blocked by their thinking, so they did not enter the promised land or the land of promises. They died in the wilderness except Joshua and Caleb, and people under 20 years of age. Their thinking actually stopped them. 10 out of 12 spies. They saw the size of the problem and not the size of their God. Our thinking can also stop us in the promises of God, as well as our place in the plan of God in the earth. We are co-laborers in His plan. And that's a very important point to remember. We are co-laborers. We are not laborers working for ourselves. We're working for God Almighty through Jesus Christ. We should have a different mindset, that like God, thinking from a point of reigning over and not being subject to or under the world system. We are ambassadors from a higher authority on the earth, and we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. All power and authority has been given to us through and in the name of Jesus. Let us now go to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, and this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age." Turn now to Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. And Jesus said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover." It's time to have a different mindset. A time to start thinking of outside the normal religious traditional box or structure that man has made. The traditions of man make the word of God to no effect. Christians having businesses and not being led by the world, but by godly standards. Networking together and combining our talents and abilities to one purpose only, to establish and build His kingdom on the earth. Even the unsaved world is thinking in a global level, networking together to produce a greater strength and result. The body of Christ on the earth, as the word says, is a new species of being, a supernaturally empowered from above with authority over the spirit, natural and mental realms. Let your mind be transformed, kingdom thinking, the raising up of others and not yourself. We see this in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. Our thinking on a whole new level in family and community, expanding our boundaries with no limits. Limits to be set by God. How can we help the people of the kingdom achieve their part in God's plans? Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." John chapter 6, verse 38. Jesus said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of the one who sent me." In this topic, we have seen how the children of Israel were held back because of their thinking. They were thinking on a normal, natural, carnal level and not thinking about the size of their God. God wants us to think on a higher level, and we think on a higher level through his word. Some people will say we don't know the thoughts of God and his ways, but that's not true. The Bible is the ways and thoughts of God. And on top of that, God sent his son to show exactly what he would do when he's on the earth. God wants our thinking and our mindset to change from worldly thinking and the limitations the world puts on our thinking to the way God thinks. And God doesn't put limitations on himself or us. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed it and you're now thinking about changing your mindset from that of the world, from the carnal limitations of the world, and you're now changing over to thinking like God thinks, without limitations. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.